My name is actually Jan Edick. It's Dutch, what can I do? I live in Littleton. My home is just down the road from the original alternate route of Northern Pass. I have no confidence that, like the Phoenix, it won't rise again, so I'm here. I'm retired. I'm primarily concerned with the negative impact that Northern Pass would have or will have on property values in the North Country. When my wife and I came to Northern New Hampshire 20 years ago, we looked at a beautiful 10-year-old log house on a bluff with a glorious view north up the Connecticut River. It had a large living room with a view, the library, a large country kitchen, 3 bedrooms, 3 baths, modern oil, faucet water heat, wood stoves to take the chill off, a finished 2-bay garage and walk-in professional offices in the basement, and sat on 3.5 choice acres. There was a transmission line in the backyard. It was nominally a $250,000 to $300,000 property at that time. The house was then priced at $119,000, which is the only reason I was looking at it. It sold a year or so later for $97,000. That's substantial depreciation. It's a real house. This is a real-world experience. It isn't an illusion, it's not a public relations invention, it's fact, and it ain't deniable. The true cost of Northern Pass cannot only be measured in steel and wire and clearing and paperwork. It is also to be found in the catastrophically diminished value of all the neighboring properties along its route. Anecdotally, Northern Pass has already caused a profound slump in real estate in the market north of Plymouth. Unsaleable is a word I have heard a number of times. The environmental impact assessment of Northern Pass has to include a comprehensive study of the effect it has had and will have on neighboring property values, and the project must have some mechanism to compensate damaged property owners. In the absence of said mechanism, it should be an automatic no-go. Of course, it's possible that if PSNH and Hydro-Quebec are forced to contemplate the real costs of their joint venture, they might decide to do something different. The real costs of overhead transmission lines might even make burying their lines in some more suitable corridor economically attractive. Really cheap, clean, and renewable power from the subarctic of Quebec magically transported to southern New England to run their air conditioners and hair dryers is a fairy tale. If the real costs are calculated, it always was. Quebec has chosen to bury and eat the real social and environmental costs of their hydro development. In New Hampshire, that cost for this project, as presented, would be borne by real people who have invested and labored for what they have. They don't deserve to have it taken away. That just won't do.